Next on 1400 K1, brought to you this morning by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. And I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time this morning with Stevie Williams. She is the Director of Community Relations for Elder Care. And first of all, thanks for coming in. And I hope your Thanksgiving was a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for
It was wonderful. Thank you. I'm happy to be here today.
Well, this is a great time of year. Everything going on in Bartlesville. And I'm sure the folks that attend Elder Care, even just daybreak, probably is a little bit more festive as people bring in their Christmas sweaters and that kind of thing.
It is, and our Christmas tree is up in the entryway, and that's always a topic of conversation, especially this week after Thanksgiving. People come in and they enjoy seeing the Christmas decorations.
Oh, absolutely. You know, this would be a great time of year for people just who have never been to Elder Care. First of all, you've got the tour coming up early next month, but to come in and just try Daybreak and see what's going on.
Yes. Actually, the open house tour is this Monday, right, December 3rd at 10 a.m., and it's open to anyone in the community that would like to come into Elder Care and just learn about our different programs and activities that we have going on. And Daybreak is right now, this time of year is a great time to try out Daybreak. You know, if somebody is caring for a loved one in their own home and it's a busy time of the year with shopping and maybe relatives coming into town, getting the house ready, doing extra cooking, you know, to bring their loved one to Daybreak during the day. And so then the caregiver can maybe have a little extra time to get those holiday activities done, or maybe even just take a little rest. And it's a good time for the participant because they come into Daybreak and we have social activities, group games, arts and crafts. They eat breakfast, lunch, and a snack while they're there. We even do outings in the community. We go to, you know, events at the community center during the day, or maybe go to a museum locally, or even go have a piece of pie somewhere.
There are a few places you can find some good pie in town. Yeah, that'd be great.
That's right. So it's a good time of year to give Daybreak a try. And the nice thing, too, is that, you know, you can just give us a call and try it for one day and see what you think about it. And then, you know, normally when Daybreak participants come to Daybreak, they sign up on a monthly basis and then come one day a week up to 5 days a week. And we can provide transportation, or they can drive themselves, or their loved ones can drop them off. You know, people come for a variety of reasons to Daybreak. Some of them just come for the social activities.
Sure. I mean, your friends are there. Let's go, instead of gathering at the coffee shop, going down to, I don't care, Wheezy's and taking up a chair down there, all the friends are already at Daybreak. You get the coffee going. Why not?
That's right. We have the coffee going. We have activities, arts and crafts. They're creating a lot of really fun things this time of year for the holiday season.
Well, and that makes it fun. And, of course, it's an opportunity for maybe just like you said, the arts and crafts, the games going on. I can see some, active games or whatever's going on around the tabletop. It'd be fun.
It is. It's very festive this time of year.
Yeah. So you mentioned it is a committal plan. You're signing up for a given number of days per week per month. So it's not something that you just show up for. You need to normally do a little bit of pre-registration. You mentioned you can come in and try it out and that sort of thing. But basically, you're looking for, we want to know you're coming, right?
Right. And that's mostly so we can plan our food and our activities and make sure we have everything planned out for the number of participants that are going to be there. But we really try, especially during this time of the year, to be flexible to families and offer that short-term respite care, that kind of drop-in care if needed. So, you know, they can just give us a call and we can talk about their situation or their schedule and work with them.
Okay, so check it out. Elder Care, you're here as a resource for folks to go on and lead happy, healthy, independent lives.
Very good, Charlie. That's our mission. Happy, healthy, independent lives.
I think I've said it once or twice. Maybe at the barbecue. I'm not sure.
That's right. And all of our programs, even though they have their own unique purpose, they all go toward that mission.
And that's so important. Some of the other things you got going on, this is a great time to talk about your Golden Opportunities program. You're probably getting set to head out to someplace.
Well, as a matter of fact, tomorrow we have our Christmas in Bartlesville trip that we're doing. It's just a day trip. And then coming up on Thursday, December 13th, we have our Golden Hour, which is normally held the fourth Thursday of every month, but it's moved up to December 13th because of the holiday schedule. Mm-hmm. And during that golden hour, we will have our next quarter brochure coming out. So we'll have our brochure of activities, which will include activities for January, February, and March of 2019. It's hard to believe we're already talking about that.
But it is amazing. This year just seems to have zipped by somewhere along the line. It seems like we just completed the barbecue about 6 weeks ago.
It does. You're right. So come join us for Golden Hour on December 13th. We have the duo band called Those Two. So mm-hmm. It'll be a lot of fun. And some of the things coming up next quarter, I will have a few education classes like laughing yoga, learn how to video conference, which we thought would be a great way for maybe some seniors in our community to communicate with relatives that live out of town.
Sure.
We have Red Dirt Women of Oklahoma. Kay Little is going to come and do a program on that, so that'll be really interesting. And then we'll be taking a trip to Pawhuska in February, going to the Mercantile.
I'm going to say, I'll bet food is involved somewhere
yes,
along the line.
Yes, it'll be a delicious menu of soup and salad. And then in March, we're going to go to Tulsa on a trip, and we're going to do the Tulsa Tours, do another trip with Kelly Gibson, and we're going to glance at Tulsa's history, and it'll be really fun because we'll actually be going to the Gathering Place and talking about Route 66 and doing some really fun activities in Tulsa that day.
Well, and of course, the legislation introduced, among other people, Senator Inhofe presenting the bill this week to put Route 66 on the register of historic trails. And so maybe with the additional tourism along Route 66, you guys can help out somewhere along the line.
Right. I think it'll be fun, too, because we'll learn about the history. We'll learn about kind of what you're talking about, how Tulsa is doing some revitalization to Route 66 and bringing more interest to it. So it'll be a good trip.
Yeah. While you're on the bus headed down to head south, play the Nat King Cole song too. You know, that kind of works all the way around.
There you go.
The Golden Opportunities, it's usually a membership-based organization. I know people can buy in for a particular event, but really you're looking for, what's going on just for members of the program, right?
Right. It's one of our only programs that we offer a membership, and the reason we do that is because then participants can get discounts on classes and trips. It kind of shows that they're committed to the program throughout the entire year. And on December 13th, they'll be able to sign up for 2019 membership. And included in that membership, we have four parties throughout the year, one each quarter, that are for members only, and that's included in the membership. So it makes it kind of fun and festive. And then another thing I didn't really talk about earlier with Golden Opportunities is we do offer exercise classes through our Golden Opportunities program. You know, I think a lot of people always associate elder care and exercise with our physical therapy program, which is a great way to get in. And
you're working toward a specific goal there, too, so it kind of works out all the way around.
Right.
But with the GO program, it's something different.
Right. We have two different classes. We have a stretch and tone class on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's kind of like a light yoga class. As the name implies, it's a lot of stretching and toning. It's taught by Bob Rowe. Mm-hmm. And then he also teaches our other Golden Opportunities class called Enhanced Fitness. And that's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And that's more of a cardiovascular class that involves strength training and balance and cardiovascular exercises. Mm-hmm. And so you have those two options through Golden Opportunities.
Okay, so that would be a couple of just added benefits for the program in addition to maybe what most people think of as an opportunity to go someplace, have a good time with a group of friends.
That's right. Everything we do at Elder Care is social.
Well, that's great because that gives people a good reason to go. They're going to have fun while they're there and maybe actually accomplish something in the process. But we'll go for the fun.
That's right.
We're talking with Stevie Williams from Elder Care, and we will continue on a Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Continuing our time this morning on 1400 K1, talking with Stevie Williams from Elder Care on a Thursday morning, talking about daybreak and also the golden opportunities. And somewhere along the line, you mentioned the words physical therapy. And that's something, you know, first of all, it's nice to know that you've got the qualified, licensed physical therapist there to help us out. And, of course, with some recent changes in legislation, it doesn't necessarily require a physician's referral, although for many cases, it's beneficial if you get one.
Right. I guess the nice thing to know about the fact that you don't have to have a doctor's referral is that if you have a shoulder pain that's been bothering you, you know, maybe you play tennis or golf or and your shoulder's always been bothering you, or your elbow or your knee or something, mm-hmm. you know, you can come into Elder Care and one of our physical therapists can do an assessment. And then you would know if physical therapy would be beneficial for you, and you don't have to make that initial doctor's appointment first.
Yeah.
So we have people that come in for those types of reasons. A lot of times people come in after they have surgery. And one thing to know, too, is it's really beneficial to participate in physical therapy prior to surgery. It helps
yes.
you recover better if you're going to have a hip replacement or a knee replacement. If you start your physical therapy prior to surgery, your recovery time will be a lot quicker and also easier.
Yeah, and of course, some of the other things I have seen and maybe talked to folks that have taken advantage of your programs, when you know you've got an issue with dizziness as caused by an inner ear problem, that can be taken care of relatively quickly through physical therapy, a visit or two, and you're back, you know, where you should be just after correcting an inner ear problem or something like that. And again, if you've already experienced it, you know physical therapy can help it, so go make an appointment and get in.
Right. And with vertigo patients, like what you're talking about, we really try to get them in quickly because
yeah.
it's very debilitating to have that vertigo. And so we try to, you know, put them at the top of the list and hopefully even get them in that day or the next day
yeah.
to alleviate that problem.
Yeah, and there are several different things, but they're all inner ear related. And all, after a quick assessment, they're ready to go get you back on the straight and narrow. That's
mm-hmm.
good. But it's one of those things that some problems, it takes a series of appointments, 2, 3, 6 weeks maybe. But like you said, for the vertigo, an appointment or maybe two, and you're good for a while.
Right. And then, too, one of the things that, you know, we really focus on is balance. And especially during this time of year, too, because... Mm-hmm. You know, when the maybe sidewalks or roads are icy.
We get slippery roads?
Yes,
really?
We do. And then what happens sometimes is as people get older and their balance maybe isn't what it used to be, and then if the sidewalk's slippery, they maybe won't even go out of their house.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with that is if you're not moving and exercising, your balance actually becomes worse, which is sometimes even the initial problem is when people retire, they become more sedentary, mm-hmm. and that affects your balance. And so now's the time to come in and get a balance assessment and work on your balance through physical therapy so you have that confidence in walking on the sidewalk, stepping up curbs, you know, going to the mall to shop, during the holiday season, going out to eat, doing all those different holiday activities. You don't want to miss out on those.
No, you want to be able to get and go and have fun and not feel like you're holding up the group of the other four people in the car or whatever.
Yeah. Right. Balance is a really important aspect of independence, and you know that's part of our mission, so that's why we really focus on that.
Absolutely. So again, check that out, and if you have any questions, if you think that you're a candidate, again, go in and talk to the physical therapy folks and they can do a quick assessment and say, yeah, we can help you, or maybe you need to go see the doctor.
Right.
Yeah. One other program that I think is particularly helpful this time of year, and that's your Brighter Living program. Someone to make a stop at your house maybe for an hour or so on an appointment basis to do everything from some light housekeeping to, oh, can you go do some Christmas shopping for me or whatever, you know, whatever the visit might entail. And you can be a lot of help to a lot of people fairly quickly that way.
Right. Brighter Living Services can really cater to the client's needs, whatever that might be. Like you said, it can be housekeeping, it can be meal preparation, it can be shopping for Christmas gifts, or also, you know, doing grocery shopping, running to the pharmacy to pick up prescriptions. But it also can be where the companion maybe takes a client to the symphony or to the community center, you know, especially after maybe somebody doesn't drive anymore, mm-hmm. Or doesn't like to drive in the evening and would like to just have somebody to take them, kind of, you know, be their companion or friend for the evening. And, you know, that's a really great thing, too, about this program is you really form friendships with the caregivers, with the companions. And so it's very flexible.
But it does, again, require an initial setup. You can't just call up and say, can they come over tonight?
Right, which we get a lot of those calls. I need a ride tomorrow. But the way the program works is that we have to have, I mean, by our law, we have to have a nurse come to a person's home and do an assessment. Mm-hmm. So there is an initial assessment. And once that's completed, then it's very flexible. And the great thing, too, is that you can go ahead and get the assessment done, get signed up for Brighter Living Services, and then we can just be on an as-needed basis. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't even have to start the services right away, but you could go ahead and get the assessment done now. And then again, maybe if the roads get bad or the winter, you know, weather comes, then you're already prepared.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds like a great reason to go visit the folks with elder care. And like you said, I don't know when, but I feel we're probably going to have some slippery roads sometime this year. We've been relatively fortunate the last few years, so maybe some people might say we're due. I don't know.
Right.
One other thing that to mention this year, you do have other health services from the health clinic. You've got a physician there who specializes in older patients, although you don't have to be an older patient to go see them.
Right. Yes, Dr. Gerald is part of our W.R. Bohan Senior Health Clinic, and he sees patients at Elder Care Monday through Friday, and he offers continuity of care, so he would follow a patient to like rehab if they had to go into rehab after a surgery or something, and he would come visit them there, and he looks at the overall well-being of people. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times as people get older, they have a lot of specialists and they don't have one primary care doctor who's looking at all their prescriptions and looking at their overall well-being. So that's what Dr. Gerald does.
It takes somebody like that to say, wait a minute, dude, you know, you've got Dr. X who prescribed this med at this strength, and you've got Dr. Y over here who has prescribed something that basically does the same thing that maybe you need to talk to them and say, hey, I think, you know, we can combine this dosage somewhere along the line, get one med that does both jobs for you.
Right.
Yeah. So that's something that to talk about. Real quickly, I know you've got a Parkinson's support group coming up. We talked about that, I think, last time, but a lot of people didn't know what was going on before that.
Mm-hmm. Actually, they're not meeting in December.
Okay.
And they kind of had a holiday wrap-up in November. And so the next meeting will be the third Thursday in January. And that's at 5 o'clock.
Okay. It's too early to buy tickets, but I'll bet you got a barbecue coming up Mother's Day weekend next year.
Yes, May 11th, 2019. It's already on the calendar. You know, maybe it's too early to buy tickets, but it's not too early to be thinking about being a sponsor. So, you know, a lot of times people like to know ahead of time what's on the budget for 2019 or the year ahead, and consider the barbecue.
Absolutely.
It's the good, the bad, and the barbecue. It'll be the 21st annual.
Well, that is tremendous. You will have a great time if you're a sponsor or if just a ticket holder, but check it out. Call Elder Care. What's your phone number?
918-336-8500.
Stevie, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
That's a Community Connection with Stevie Williams from Elder Care on 1400 K1.
Harry, an Oklahoma City man accused of sexually assaulting a child is facing felony charges.